We begin today in the Indonesian city of Surabaya, where there has been another bombing. In the latest attack, a car bomb has exploded at the police headquarters in the city. It's being reported that it's killed a number of police officers. This latest attack comes a day after a couple and their four children carried out suicide attacks on three churches in the city. Police say the family members had recently returned from Syria, where they were supporting the Islamic State group, and that they had links to the radical Indonesian Jemaah Ansharut Daulah network. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson is in Surabaya. He's been trying to find out what motivated the family to carry out the church attacks. I spoke to him earlier. David, what have police officers investigating this attack found out so far about this family?
Well, what they've found out is that it is the most normal of families in a very typical street in Surabaya, Indonesia's second biggest city, in the most typical of suburbs. We're standing outside the home of that family now, and we've been speaking to some of the neighbours who are, quite frankly, in shock at what has happened here, because they remember so clearly over many years the family, the children, playing in the streets, riding their bikes up and down the streets with their own children, going to the local school, praying at the local mosque. One of the neighbours that we spoke to said that indeed the father who masterminded this horrific attack was sitting at his very table the night before talking about what they were going to do for Ramadan. So it's really perplexing as to how such a family could have carried out such a horrific act. And it makes it all the more difficult for authorities here who are trying to stop this sort of thing when you realise that it's just so hard to detect.
So did the police find any signs inside the house that this family was planning the attack?
Absolutely nothing at all. The most normal of families, a mother, a father, two sons, teenagers, and two young daughters, one 8 years old, one 12 years old. So for them to have moved to the three churches early yesterday and carried out this attack is just beyond words. How you could possibly strap your children with explosive belts and lead them into a church to detonate them. Everyone here that we've spoken to is just as perplexed, just as lost for words as we are in Australia.
And the Indonesian police say the family travelled to Syria. What do the neighbours say about that?
Well, interestingly, the neighbours don't back that story up. They've been telling me that indeed, for many years, at least 10 years, the family has been here every day doing normal things, very visible. They weren't a closed family. They weren't exclusive. They were a very open family. They often spoke to the neighbours almost on a daily basis. They'd be out and about chatting away, talking about things, and so very visible as well. So we're trying to confirm those claims from police because they were considered to be very significant details because returned fighters from Syria are a very serious problem here in Indonesia. There's believed to be about 500 of them who went to Syria to be part of the caliphate and then returned to Indonesia with many of them the skills and the ideology to carry out horrific attacks, the likes of which we saw yesterday.
That's Indonesia correspondent David Lipson in Surabaya.